And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein on the Town.
I hear music, mighty fine music.
Yes, but where's it coming from? Well, it's a music store, New York City, circa 1930. A couple of guys go into one of those booths where there's a piano and a microphone, and you can make a speakophone disc of yourself, singing your sweetheart's favorite love song or whatever. In this case, the two fellas have a brand new song they've written themselves. Listen.
Who's that singing in the kitchen? Drumming on the tubs with a knife. My sweetie and me, in close harmony, having the time of our lives. Some fun, dum-de-dum-de-dum, helping my sweetie along. Doing the dishes, harmonizing a song. Some tune, all about the moon, a rhythm that never goes wrong. Doing the dishes, harmonizing a song.
Cute little number. So who are these budding young talents? Well, let them tell you.
This was sung and played by Master William Schumann and Master Frank Lester of New York City.
Master William Schumann was doing most of the singing. He composed the tune to that song. Master Frank Lester was joining in on the singing and playing the piano. He was responsible for the lyrics. Master William Schumann went on to write this. William Schumann's Eighth Symphony. He wrote a bunch of them, plus a violin concerto, two operas and five ballets. Master Frank Lesser, on the other hand, went on to write this.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
And this.
I got the horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do.
And this.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
And this.
People all said sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. The people all said sit down, you're rocking a boat.
And this.
I'll know when my love comes along.
And this.
Yes, it's the oldest established permanent floating crab game in New York.
And that's all from just one score by Frank Lesser, Guys and Dolls. He wrote plenty of other songs, too. For guys.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along.
And dolls.
Never, never will I marry. Never, never will I wed.
And kids.
Small fry, strutting by the pool room. Small fry, should be in the schoolroom.
And ducks.
There once was an ugly duckling with feathers all stubby and brown. And the other birds in so many words said, get out of town.
Frank Lesser wrote one of the very few New Year standards.
Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
And an ingenious winter song.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
The baby is cold outside.
And a song for when winter lingers too long.
Spring will be a little late.
wrote songs for men who make war.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise
and men of a more philosophical bent.
To see the cool, clear eyes of the seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth.
Oh, and he wrote a particular favorite of mine.
Moments like this make me thrill through and through. Careless moments like this, close to you. Nonchalantly we dine and we dance. Yet my heart seems to melt in your glance.
I love the word nonchalantly on those notes. Just wonderful writing. Frank Lesser was born in New York City on June 29th, 1910. And we're celebrating the 100th birthday of one of my favourite songwriters by sharing nonchalantly a few Lesser moments in this centenary salute. From the Stein Archives, we'll hear two of his composing partners recalling what it was like to work with Lesser. First, Burton Lane, the composer of shows like Finian's Rainbow and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, and songs like I Like New York in June, How About You? And then Julie Stein, the composer of Gypsy and Funny Girl and such songs as Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. We'll hear a performance of the big take-home tune from Frank Lesser's first Broadway show, sung by me, and Cy Feuer, the original producer of the show and the man who gave us such Broadway hits as Guys and Dolls and Hollywood hits like Cabaret. With a bit of help from the original director, George Abbott, the legendary showman behind Pal Joey, On the Town, The Pajama Game and many more. And because, alas, all those guys are no longer with us, we have some real actual living dolls singing live for you by popular request. We've reassembled our musical repertory company for some brand new live performances of Frank Lesser classics. Sian Phillips, the great West End stage star, will join us to reprise her Tony-nominated performance as Marlena Dietrich, singing one of the movie songs Lesser wrote for her. From our Christmas show, Dorothy Berryman, the star of the Oscar-winning film Barbarian Invasions, Les Invasions Barbares, returns to perform a couple of Lesser love songs. Monique Foteau, one of the great glories of Quebec music, will sing one of the blockbusters from Guys and Dolls. My sweet gingerbread gal, Jessica Martin, will join us on a slow boat to China. And we'll round things out with a full-scale, no-expense-spared, dramatic reconstruction of a favourite fairy tale from Frank Lesser's most famous movie. So stick around.
I hear music, mighty fine music, the murmur of a morning breeze up there, the rattle of a milkman on the stair.
Frank Lesser isn't as famous a name as Cole Porter or Rodgers and Hammerstein, but everybody knows at least one Frank Lesser number. For, four generations now, every kid who's ever sat down at a piano and started to learn his way around the keyboard has had a Frank Lesser song helping him figure it out. Once upon a time, the first thing you got to know on the piano was chopsticks, and then suddenly chopsticks got a rival. Hey, Jessica, do you remember the day I came over to your place for my first piano lesson?
Oh, yes. And I got you to start out with this exercise. Yeah, that's the one. You still remember it?
Yeah. But what happens next?
Shift over and I'll show you.
Yeah, that's it. Jessica?
Yes?
It's getting tiring down here. Can we swap?
Oh, Mark. You know I like to be on top.
Oh, come on. Just for once.
Yeah, but you'll fall off if we try to switch in midstream.
Oh, please.
Okay, but don't lose the place.
Now, if I just get my knee up on the stool, I get my right hand on top of the piano.
And I'll slide under your left arm. And now.
See? I knew we could do it. Nobody spotted a thing.
Oh, Mark, this is so romantic. Just you and me and the music.
Now all we need are the words.
Don't hold back, Mark. Sing 'em.
I really can't
baby,
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go
baby,
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Well, okay. But just another 8 bars. Here we are, out of cigarettes.
Holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people
by dawn's early light.
And too much in love to say.
I love you, a bushel and a peck.
A bushel and a peck, and it beats me all to heck.
Beats me all to heck, how I'll ever tend the farm.
Ever tend the farm when I wanna keep my arm about you.
About you. Cause I love you,
a bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck I do.
Doodle-oodle-oodle.
Doodle-oodle-oodle.
Doodle-oodle-oodle. I hear music.
Spring will be a little late this year.
Mighty fine music.
And if I were a bell, I'd go
ding-a-dong-a-ding-a-dong.
So I was standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner giving all the girls the eye.
I've let a pair of arms enslave me oft times before. It's more than just a thrill you gave me. Yes, more, much more. Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night.
Heart and soul, I beg to be adored. Lost control and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist.
Oh, but your lips were thrilling,
much too thrilling.
Never before were mine so strangely willing.
And now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole.
Hello, my heart and soul.
And now one of London's finest musicians, Jeff Eales, is going to demonstrate his mastery of the keyboard with a piano solo like you have never heard.
Stand well back. He's gonna blow the roof off this joint.
Wow! Those lessons are really paying off.
Control
and tumbled overboard gladly. The magic
night we kissed.
Bum 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 dip 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 dun 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 ding a ding a dip bum 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 dip 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 dun 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 ding a dong dong.
Now I see what one embrace can do.
Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Held all my heart and soul.
Held all my heart and soul. Well, we got there in the end. Heart and Soul via a few other parts of Frank Lesser's body of work. A couple of early movie hits, Two Sleepy People and I Hear Music. Then one of his seasonal songs, Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, in which I sang the lyric to the tune of Heart and Soul. Don't ask me why, I just figured the exercise would do me good. Baby It's Cold Outside, a huge standard these days, but it started out as just a party piece for Mr. and Mrs. Frank Lesser to perform round the piano at showbiz get-togethers. What else? Oh yeah, we touched on a couple of highlights from the score of Guys and Dolls, If I Were a Bell, and I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck. What a wretchedly dull song that would be if it went over to the metric system. Oh, and then a big pop hit from the mid-50s, Standing on the Corner, of which more a little later. And then finally, of course, Heart and Soul, a song that for a pop standard has had a very strange life. Lesser wrote it with Hoagy Carmichael in 1938, and it was a hit, his first really big hit, his number one record. But nobody really knows why a few years later it suddenly became the first song that every kid learns to pick out on the piano. And then, if you're wondering about my bump-a-bump-a-bump-dip-da-dip-da-dip bit, well, in the rock and roll era, Heart and Soul got a second wind when it suddenly became a big doo-wop favourite for vocal groups like the Cleftones and the Spaniels, hence my little Who Put the Bomb in the Bomb-Shabomb-Shabomb bit. Jessica will be back with one of the most lyrical Frank Lesser love songs a little later in our show, but let's go back to those piano lessons. Young Frank was born into what was really a classical music family. He was the son of a music teacher, though he never had any formal training himself. I didn't have the patience to concentrate, he said years later. And his mom and dad weren't bothered because the musical genius was supposed to be Frank's older brother Arthur, the apple of his parents' eyes, who became a concert pianist and wound up a big-time professor at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Their father disliked popular songs intensely. And to the end of his life, Frank would tell folks that his mom thought Arthur was the talented one. Frank's first composing partner was another classical guy, his friend and neighbour William Schumann, who went on to write 8 symphonies, plus 2 he tore up, and to become head of Lincoln Center in New York. Here's another number Master Frank and Master William cut in that music shop speakophone booth, circa 1930. This reminds me a bit of Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse. It's a very charming song.
I got a sweet little spot by the river to take the sweet little gal in the flivver. And it's a great place for running out of gasoline, where the grass grows green. We never stay in the car for a minute, because the cop comes around looking in it. And so we're out sitting pretty on a magazine, where the grass grows green. Just 2 miles away from the city skies of gray, where the big avenue ends, where stars twinkle down like they never do in town, and you don't bump into friends. I'm going to trade in the sweet little flivver and get a house and a lot by the river, where I can be with the sweetest gal you've ever seen, where the grass grows green.
Music by William Schumann, words by Frank Lesser, who had relatively little interest in where the grass grows green. He used to say if he was around green grass, he had to fight the urge to pave it. Lesser was a creature of the city, certainly not effete and urbane. He had many practical skills. He was a superb carpenter. Do you remember those letters certain kinds of pompous executives used to send out from the desk of Hiram Z. Tweedledum? After receiving one such letter, Lesser, the Finnish carpenter, made a perfect corner of a desk, complete with beautiful mouldings, and put it in the mail with a piece of paper saying, "From the desk of Frank Lesser." Unlike most New York songwriters, if he'd found himself stuck in the wilderness, he could certainly have built himself a cabin. But he loved the city, loved Manhattan in Midtown in mid-century, and he gave it a glorious Valentine in the show Guys and Dolls. That's such a wonderful score, and such a perfect meeting of author and subject. Lesser had spent much of his adult life wandering around with the air of a Damon Runyon small-time horse gambler. But that great landmark work has tended to overshadow much of the rest of Lesser's catalogue. In part two of our centenary special, we'll hear highlights from three big Broadway shows. But before we get there, I'd like to shine a light on a comparatively neglected corner. Frank Lesser's early years over on the other side of the country, where the grass grew comparatively greener for a wannabe songwriter looking for a break. In those days, with Broadway still down in the post-1929 dumps, the place to go was Hollywood.
Thanks for the Memory, as sung by Bob Hope and Shelley Ross, was one of 1938's outstanding song hits. Thanks for the Memory, with those same lovebirds, is one of the new movie season's outstanding romantic motion pictures. Paramount now brings you a recorded preview of a grand new song from Thanks for the Memory. It is called Two Sleepy People and is sung by Bob Hope and Shirley Ross.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we had to linger in the hall?
Yeah, Father didn't like you at all.
Whatever happened to him?
Remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. But here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light.
Too much in love to say goodnight.
I always loved Bob Hope and Shirley Ross as a duet team, and Frank Lesser turned out a couple of big hits for them. That one was written with Hoagy Carmichael. This next one was written with Burton Lane. Many years ago, I talked to Burton Lane and asked him about working with Frank Lesser in Hollywood and writing for some of Paramount's biggest stars.
When you wrote for Crosby, you knew what kind of a voice he had, or Bob Hope. And they could usually handle most anything, except you would try to write in their style.
Well, you wrote, I think, one of the Bob Hope's best songs for Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, although it comes from what he describes as the worst picture he ever made, and that was Some Like It Hot, although not the Billy Wilder version.
Not the Billy Wilder one, no. And the song was The Lady's in Love with You.
If there's a gleam in her eye each time she straightens your tie, well, you'll know the lady's in love with you.
If she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means the lady's in love with you.
And when your friends ask you over to join the table,
but she picks a faraway booth for two.
Oh, well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands.
Because the lady's in love with you.
The interesting thing about, I can't remember anything special about writing the song, but Frank Lesser wrote the lyrics. When I had a contract at Paramount then, it would be a year's contract with an option. And I can't remember his name now, my agent at that time, not a big agent, he was a small, you know, not a well-known agent, came to my office as my option was about to come up, and he brought in two songwriters. He said, I want you to hear these fellas. So I listened to him, and I was bowled over by the lyrics. I thought the tunes were nice. As a matter of fact, Manning Sherwin was the song was the wrote the melodies, and he had a big song, "A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square," which was a lovely song. But I was bowled over by the lyrics. I thought, and it was Frank Lesser who wrote these lyrics. And I was so impressed that I went down to the front office and I said, I have just heard a sensational team of writers. The lyrics are a knockout. The melody writer is good, but, you know, he's like a roadshow Dick Rogers. He writes in very good taste, but not very strong melodies. But the lyrics will bowl you over. And they've signed these fellas. I didn't know then that Frank and Manning Sherwin were thinking of breaking off their partnership. And Frank and I ended up writing some songs together. And The Ladies in Love With You was one of them. And a song called Moments Like This.
Moments like this make me thrill through and through. Careless moments like this close to you. Nonchalantly we dine and we dance. Yet my heart seems to melt in your glance. Sweet moments like this with the soft lights aglow make me long for your kiss, though I know I'd be just one of all your affairs. But at moments like this, who cares?
Talking about Frank Lesser, he was in a desperate state. He'd come out from New York. He had very little money.
He had no money.
And I think within a kind of a couple of days of getting the job at Paramount, he was wearing fancy suits and all.
Well, I must tell you, before he had his contract at Paramount, he asked me to come over one evening. And all I know, he was living on in a tiny apartment, which was on Sunset Boulevard, except when you went to his apartment, you walked down like 400 steps to get to his apartment. Or if you took it from another street, you had to walk up 400 steps. He was in the middle of this hill. And I'm sitting there with him. We're talking about songs, and he's showing me some lyrics. And this was just before he was signed to a contract. And he suddenly said to me, have you had your dinner? Do you want to have some dinner with us? I said, I've had my dinner, Frank. And what they had for dinner was an apple between him and his wife and a can of baked beans. Now, Frank gets his contract, and they were short of offices, and he was going to use my office. And I walked in the first morning, and there was a guy measuring him for shorts, for shirts, for ties, suits, and he just went haywire. But we had about three or four hit songs. I Hear Music, which was in a B picture, and suddenly that became a major standard. I Hear Music, all the jazz artists continue to play it.
I hear music, mighty fine music, the murmur of the morning breeze up there, the rattle of the milkman on the stair. Sure, that's music, mighty fine music. The singing of a sparrow in the sky, the perking of the coffee right nearby. There's my favorite melody. You, my angel, phoning me. I hear music, mighty fine music. And anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and sing this song.
Says My Heart, which I think Harriet Hilliard introduced in, let me...
Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove, yes, that's right. In fact, because for people who've never seen the film, the bit about Frank Lesser's lyric, which says that old school teacher brain of mine starts ringing false alarms. That she actually played a school teacher.
Oh.
But I gather that in that instance, Frank Lesser had written the lyric and you set it.
Yes, that's the interesting part of the whole of that song. He had written a song with Manny Sherwin, Says My Heart, with that lyric, which I had never heard. And I came to the studio one morning, and two producers were sitting in the music department waiting for me. And they said, you know this lyric, or Says My Heart? I said, no, I mean, I heard it once, but I really don't know the song. Well, we don't want the melody that's written for it, and we want you to write a new one. How soon can you do it? So I said, well, when do you need it? Well, we're here. So I says, well, wait outside and let me have a little time. Let me see what I can do. And I took the lyric and went into my office and closed the door. And about 10 minutes later, I had this melody.
You know, when you're under contract to a studio, you work on a number of pictures one night. You do a song here, and you do four songs there, and three songs here. So I wasn't keeping track of what state or how finished or unfinished the picture was. Well, this picture had been close to being finished, and within a few months it was out on the market, and suddenly I'm listening to the Hit Parade, and the first time it's on, it was number two. And I hadn't even listened to the radio to hear whether, you know, what was happening with the song. And suddenly it was number two. And it must have been on 15 weeks. It was number one. The second week it was on, it was number one.
When you look back at the songs you wrote in the 30s, do you still like them, or do you feel that you've moved on and perhaps you tend to...
You mean the songs I wrote in the 30s or so? I like some of them. Also, one thing I've always known about myself is that I seem to write better when I like what I'm working on. And that's important. You didn't have much choice in Hollywood. One does not have much choice in Hollywood. Unless you're in Irving Berlin with a big, tremendous reputation, you know, then you pick your spots. But the pictures I was assigned to do, I did, you know. And
Spawn of the North.
Oh, boy. I asked Frank Lesser, what's a humpback salmon? We wrote a song called I Like Humpback Salmon. I said, what is that?
And you know when you write a song called I Like Humpback Salmon, there's not going to be a standard, I suppose.
You sure do.
Oh, I like humpback salmon. Oh, humpback salmon. The fine worship is your man.
Way upstream, slam a great big whale, far from the salty ocean. I said to him, that's the place to swim. He said, promise me on your life you won't tell my wife. I like humpback salmon.
I like humpback salmon.
Come on, let's dance.
Who? Me?
Yeah, you. Come on.
From the film Spawn of the North. Music by Burton Lane, lyrics by Frank Lesser. I like humpback salmon, good old humpback salmon, caught by a Norsky fisherman. And an amazing cast carrying on during that number. It's being bellowed out by the patrons of an Alaskan barroom, including Fuzzy Knight, John Barrymore, Lynn Overman, Henry Fonda, George Raft, Akim Tamaroff, and behind the bar, Dorothy L'Amour.
By the way, hold that thought about Frank Lesser on his first day at Paramount being fitted for new suits, because the image may recur before the end of the show. Of Burton Lane and Frank Lesser's non-greatest non-hits. During his time in Hollywood, Frank Lesser worked with a lot of other composers, and eventually with no composers at all. A point we'll illustrate by means of this next performance. I'm delighted to be rejoined by Dorothy Berryman, who's on our Christmas show and has come back to deliver another one of her killer medleys. I think of people love the Christmas one, so I think they're going to like this next one too. Dorothy, just because aside from singing and acting, you also host a show on Espace Musique.
Radio-Canada Espace Musique, yes.
And I know when I've been driving along in the wilds of rural Quebec looking for something decent to listen to, that I'll stumble on you doing a tribute to some particular songwriter or other. So have you done one for the Frank Lesser centenary?
Oh, yes. I've done it maybe 2 months ago. Mm. It's going to be broadcast again close to his real anniversary. I think it's the 29th of June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you picked out your favorite performers doing Frank Lesser songs for all that.
Oh, it was really a fun show to do, because there's so many great performers who did his songs, and you cover all kinds of periods, and you go from Marlene Dietrich to Pizzarelli. So
right.
it's really fun
there's,
to do.
Something for everyone there. Now you've picked two of his movie songs from the 40s.
Yes.
And one of them is kind of known, and one of them ought to be known and is really totally unknown.
Yes.
And it's from a
Fred Astaire movie, I think, eh?
Yeah.
Let's Dance? Is it
That's
Let's
right,
Dance?
Let's yeah. Dance. And Fred Astaire was paired with Betty Hutton. And the only thing I know about the movie is that after the movie, Astaire was asked about whether he'd had any problems with Betty Hutton. And the only thing he said about her was that the kind of language that Betty Hutton used was not the kind of language you could use around ladies. And he'd never had that problem with Ginger Rogers.
No, I guess not.
But this is a lovely song.
I fell in love with it. I discovered it not very long ago, and when I first heard it, I thought, oh, I'd like to try that. And then Eric and I got together, and he started this little stride thing, and I thought, oh, that's fun. And so we're doing it for the first time.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to this. And then you've paired it with a slightly better-known movie song from earlier in the 40s that my old pal Mary Martin introduced. And this is a terrific song that not enough people do, so I'm very glad.
It's true that it's a nice... with Jimmy McHugh that he did that.
So here's Eric to play us in for Dorothy's Frank Lesser medley.
You, with your attitude superior, and me, with my very cool exterior. Never before has a moonlit scene been drearier. So forgive me if I unmask, put my arms around you and ask, oh, why fight the feeling, the fabulous feeling? Why fight the feeling? We're face to face with romance. Why miss the magic? The magic, that moment of magic. Why miss the magic? Relax and give it a chance. We're right on the very brink of kiss number one.
to stop and think. It's too late to run, the beginning has begun, so why fight the feeling? The feeling that started us reeling, why fight the feeling that says tonight is the night? Why fight the feeling when it's oh so right? Stop and think. It's too late to run, the beginning has begun, so why fight the feeling that started us reeling? Why fight the feeling that says tonight is the night? Why fight the feeling when it started us reeling and it's oh so right? Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Ooh, let's get lost.
was wonderful, Dorothy. Let's Get Thank Lost. You. And Why Fight the Feeling.
Why Fight the Feeling.
And you're a terrific researcher on your Espace Musique show, so you'll know the difference between those two songs. On Let's Get Lost, Frank Lesser wrote the...
Frank Lesser wrote the lyrics and Jimmy McHugh wrote the music.
Right.
And Why Fight the Feeling, he wrote words and music.
And that
Lesser.
Yeah, and that was the real difference. That was what the war did for him. He was a lyricist who turned into a lyricist composer. Jimmy McHugh, to give him his credit, is a terrific pop composer, did Sunny Side of the Street and I'm in the Mood for Love and fabulous catalogue. But in the course of the war... somewhere along the way, Frank Lesser decided that he didn't need composers anymore. And I asked many years ago when I was talking to Burton Lane, I asked if he'd had any inkling during all their writing sessions together whether Frank Lesser had any tunes in him.
I wondered, though, he eventually, in the late 40s, he became... his own composer. Did he have those inclinations in those days?
Never saw him or had any indication that he could write a melody. This happened during the war, actually, when he went into the services. That was, I think, one of the first songs he wrote was Praise the Lord and Pass Ammunition.
Down went the gunner, a bullet was his fate. Down went the gunner, and then the gunner's mate. Up jumped the sky pilot, gave the boys a look, and manned the gun himself as he laid aside his book.
Shouting, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position. Can't afford to be a politician. Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea.
Yes, the sky pilot said it. You've got to give him credit for a son of a gunner was he.
Shouting, praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission. All aboard, we're not a-going fishing. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free.
I was stunned at this because he had sat in the office when I would be struggling over a melody and, you know, I'm always throwing out lines of lyrics because I think that way. He never said, well, try it this way or try it that way. He just kept quiet. He did once said to me, though, he said, what do you think of a melody like The Best Things in Life Are Free, which was De Silva Brown Henderson? And the world belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. I said, it's a lovely song. He said, well, I think I could write tunes like that. It's very simple. I said, but they're the toughest ones to write. Well, of course he did. He turned out to be a first-rate composer.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you'll receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Words and music by Frank Lesser. What I love about this song is that Lesser was sure enough in his choices to know you could put a slangy phrase like jackpot question on those dreamy notes and make it seem the height of romantic love. Burton Lane wasn't the only composer Frank Lesser worked with in Hollywood. Friedrich Hollander was a German composer who, like many others, found it politic to get the hell out of there when the Nazis came to power. Back in the old country, he'd written Marlene Dietrich's great signature song, Falling in Love Again, and he kept up the association with her when the two found themselves in America. And so, at the end of the 1930s, for the film Destry Rides Again, Miss Dietrich once again sang songs by Friedrich, or Frederick, as he was known by then, Frederick Hollander, this time written with Frank Lesser. And this next song stayed in her act right until the end. And to sing it live for us, I'm delighted to welcome to the show Sian Phillips, one of the great West End stage stars, from Pal Joey to Calendar Girls, and most recently, she's been starring as Juliet in a new play called Juliet and Her Romeo in Bristol, and doing a stint in a little night music over here in America. But aside from all that, a few years back she had a great success in both London and New York with the show Marlena by Pam Jems. And she's going to reprise a Frank Lesser moment from that show for us right now. Sian, when Marlena Dietrich introduced this song in Destry Rides Again, she was standing on the bar of a saloon in cowboy dress and wielding a riding crop, if memory serves. So in the show, Marlena, what's going on when you do this song here, Sian?
Well, you know, Mark, she used to sing the song in her cabaret, and we tried faithfully to reproduce the cabaret at the end of Pam Jems's play, Marlena. And I remember it always used to start with a laugh, which was great, because there she would be, well, there I was, copying her, dressed in the fabulous dress and the wig and with all that expensive, gorgeous lighting to make you look wonderful. And she used to introduce the song in a very cool, sophisticated way, saying that she was waiting for all these wonderful songs that they were going to write for her to sing when she came to Hollywood, as she says, songs for a Siwon to sing. And then she introduces this by saying, and this is a typical song that they wrote for one of my movies. Well, you know, Mark, you expect something languorous and sexy and gorgeous, and before you know it, you're in the Wild West.
You certainly are. So here's Sian reprising her Tony-nominated performance as Marlena Dietrich on stage a couple of decades after introducing this song in Destry Rides Again. See what the boys in the back room will have.
Oh, see what the boys in the back room will have. Tell them I'm having the same. The boys in the back room will have. Give them the poison they name. And when I die, don't spend my money on flowers and my picture in a frame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have. Tell them I sighed. Tell them I cried. When I die, don't buy a casket of silver with the candles all aflame. Just see what the boys in the back room will have. Tell them I sighed.
Thank you, Sian. Music by Frederick Hollander, lyrics by Frank Lesser, sung by Sian Phillips, with Kevin Amos in the band, and Sean putting a little Jacques Brel Bertolt Brechtian type spin on Frank Lesser's final line there, I thought. Wonderful song, wonderful song. You know, for a guy who loved the city, Frank Lesser made quite a name for himself as a Western songwriter, not just Boys in the Back Room, but I Got Spurs That Jingle Jangle Jingle and Little Joe the Wrangler. Before we bid farewell to Lesser the lyricist and focus on Lesser the self-contained songwriter, words and music, we'll hear from one more of his composing partners, the great Julie Stein, composer of People, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, Three Coins in the Fountain, Everything's Coming Up Roses, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. The great Julie Stein will talk about working with Frank Lesser in part two of our show. But for our Act One finale, here's what I regard as the perfect pop song. It's the best kind of song. It's a simple premise brought brilliantly to life. Lesser had a genius for song ideas. The title phrase of this number came from an expression used by poker players to refer to guys who lost steadily and reliably. But not until Frank Lesser did anyone think, hey, there's a love song in this. But there was. Oh, and this song includes the all-time greatest introductory verse in the history of popular music. Maestro! There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't wanna wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore, out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart as stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Oh, come on, Jessica, what do you say?
Well, you know, Mark, I have got a business meeting in Shanghai. Maybe if we booked a junk round the Cape of Good Hope, I could do some teleconferencing from the bilge pump.
The romance of the seas. I'm gonna get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
A twist in the rudder and a rip in the sail, drifting and dreaming.
Toss the cell phone over the rail, just Jess
and Mark Steiny.
I'll be melting your heart of stone.
I'm gonna love you on that slow boat to China, all to myself.
Our ship's departing, just me and Miss Martin.
You'll be
to get you on a slow boat to China,
all to myself.
Off the continental shelf, all to myself alone. Thank you, Jessica. Slow boat to China. That song includes one of my very favourite rhymes. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny. Jessica will return with a beautiful movie ballad. Monique Fauteuil will join us for a wonderful love song from Guys and Dolls. We'll go Standing on the Corner to see what comes by. Cy Feuer, the original producer, and George Abbott, the legendary director of Frank Lesser's very first Broadway musical, will help me recreate the big showstopper from that production. So we're going to spend some serious time with Frank Lesser's big Broadway hits. All that plus a lavish budget myth-busting Hollywood fairy tale with a cast of thousands. This is No Time to Book Passage on a Slow Boat to China. Stick around and we'll see you in part two.
There's more music and conversation coming up in part two of Mark Stein on the Town.